Okay, we're on page 125 of Briti Shalom. We're going through the book, Baruch Hashem. You know what we do? We're going to finish the book?
Do it again.
Very good. We're going to go right straight to the beginning and do it again. And now we do, we finish it a second time?
Do it again.
Okay, we're on 125 on the bottom. V'ani tamid imach. Now I'm always with you. Mi shemitchanech kat. Someone who's educated this way that we were talking about yesterday, that Shmir Sainayim is not just not to see things that you're not supposed to see. And Shmir Sainayim, and the depth of it, is to, you don't want to, whatever you see, think about it. You don't want to see. You want to connect that to the Shbokh. If you see something you don't have, that disconnects you from the Shbokh, so you get disconnected from the Shbokh. But if you close your eyes from that, you can connect to the Shbokh all the time. That's why Rav was wrote here earlier that you could teach your wife, you could teach your children about Shmirat Ha'inai. It doesn't even do about seeing not serious things or women or whatever. Talking about not to see things that you don't need, that you don't want to see. There's no point of seeing them because it disconnects from you from the Shbokh. If someone looks only in his own four amos, it's called Rashut HaYachid, and Rashut HaYachid, Yachid is like a Shbokh who is Yachid, and it's his Rashus, only in Hashem's Rashus. In your own four amos, you're in your Hashem's Rashus. So someone who educates himself this way, Yedabeket Machshatov HaHashem, to always cleave his thoughts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ולא לתת לעולם הזה להיכנס לתוך מוחו ולהסיח דעתו, and not to give this world enter his brain and remove his thoughts, ובוודאי נשמע מראיות המחתיות בקשתותו. Of course he kept well away from sights which were causing to sin, literally regular sinning. He gav yeladim v'nashim she'en lahem mitzvat ahava, because even children and women which do not have this type of looking at women, gav lahem yesh reyot asurot, they also have prohibited sights that they're not allowed to see. Reyot shel chemda, right, seeing things, coveting something, shechomdim chafatzim shevoim, reyot shel ayin tzara, they have a narrow eye, you say, they look at them, oh, he has, why don't I have? I don't want him to have because I don't have.
These things are not the issue of the study itself, though.
It's the result.
It's the kavana with the study.
Yeah.
It's not like they're seeing it and they're progressing.
Right. But it could cause the person definitely to shekinah. Because the rule is when you see, you think about something. Whatever you see, you think about. Therefore, they're also obligated to learn that they need to guard their eyes. In order to be saved from piles of averot, they go on lashon hara ve'lo tachmod v'chulei v'chulei. There's many averos that have to do with when you see that. If you don't see, you don't know. What does a person talk about something when he sees it? Right? If he doesn't see it, he doesn't talk about it. Oh, I saw that guy today. Yeah, I remember him. He's that. He's this. Unless you're at a level of Shul Shapira, he sees someone who's just had to help him. But in the meantime, until we reach that level. וכן אפשר לקשר את מאמר רבותינו זכרונם לברכה. Connect what רבותינו said in Sota. שאין יצר הרע שולט אלא במה שאינם רואות. It says in the Gemara, the Yetzer Hara does not have any control only from what a person sees. What he sees, the Yetzer Hara control. If a person does not see it, the Yetzer Hara does not have any control over it. וכן את מה שמעתי מורי ורבי הרב בנימין זאב חשין עליו השלום, זה ביג ביג צדיק בשם הזוהר הקדוש שנהנים מהזוהר, שאין ליצר הרע רשות להיכנס לאדם אלא דרך עיניו. ליצר הרע doesn't have permission to enter a person only through his eyes. ניתן לקשר זאת למה שאמר הרמב״ם, we can connect this to what the Rambam said, שאין היצר הרע מצוי אלא בלב פנוי בחוכמה. ליצר הרע doesn't exist only in a heart which is empty from chokhmah, from wisdom. Kiha behat talia, because one depends on the other. Kasher ha'ayin shmua, when the eye is guarded, is kept, mimela lev male v'chokhmah murkaz v'tachlit. So the result is, the immediate result is, that the heart is full of chokhmah, and you always focus on the tachlis, v'dvekut ba'ashem, v'tfilot v'chadomim. אין שום מקום ליצר, there's no room ליצר. כאשר הלב עסוק בתכלית ובחוכמה אמיתית, לא מעניין אותו לראות את השקר של העולם הזה. And when the heart is busy with the tachlis, with the true wisdom, doesn't interest him to see the falsehood of this world. כאשר האדם כבר דבוק בהשם בדרך הנפלאה הזו, when a person is already cleaved to Hashem in this wonderful way, אז גם אם רואה באקראי מראה לו טוב, מה זה באקראי, עזרא? עזרא, מה זה באקראי? באקראי, yeah. You see the word? אה? אה, אורי בן תתלה, יפגע. באופן לא קבוע.
Occasionally.
אמרו, אורי בן תתלה. That's why I asked you.
Yeah.
If he sees occasionally, he's saying he's not good, he doesn't even think about it. Why? Because his mind, כולה דבקות באשר וחמה אלוקי. Right? Even if he does see by accident, he sees he went here, he went there. If his mind is always busy, it won't harm him.
Is he that popular inside? Is he even going to see accidentally or occasionally?
Sometimes if he doesn't, he's crossing the road. He has to cross the road, he's driving a car. What are you going to do?
Definitely.
So look where you're driving, right?
Right.
But if your mind is busy, your heart is busy, you also won't knock over anyone. And also, you won't think about what the things they now listen.
What do you mean the Yetzer only comes to the eyes?
Through what a person sees. That's what the Yetzer enters in.
What does that mean? You
won't
have Machshava? You only have Machshava to see through the eyes?
Through the eyes.
Like if you hear Lashon Hara, or if you speak Lashon Hara.
You could also see.
What does it mean?
What a person, he doesn't guard his eyes, his dvekus is not only with Hashem. His dvekus, a person is always with dvekus. You know that person is always with dvekus? But dvekus is all kinds of things. His dvekus with his sandwich, his dvekus with his money, his dvekus. He's always with dvekus. Right? And when a person is closing his eyes, his dvekus with his bow.
Right.
He could. We said that's his heart, that's his eyes, yeah? Right. Look at this book. When he guards his eyes, right? This book merely it's our can enter him. But when a person sees things, then the Yetzirah can get through him, through the eyes, through what he sees. The main connection of a person in this world is through his eyes. That's why we said that Adi Chashuk Kemes, right? The Gemara says. Because it's through the eyes. The main connection to this world is after through the eyes.
Blind person doesn't have a
Yetzer
Hara.
No,
what?
Yes, we
blind.
Do.
Yeah, you're, first of all, you're not 100% blind. Second of all, you do see before. Well, better than you see before.
Blind people.
But I know enough totals.
Oh, they could have Yetzer Hara. Yeah, we know. I don't want to mention all kinds of the names of the singers, which were big Noafim. Yeah, you could have Yetzer Hara. Yeah. So is it only through the eyes?
I know plenty of totals.
Totals?
Someone is totally blind. Versus, like me, someone is a high partial.
The Gemara says a blind person is like, it's like he's dead, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's because he doesn't have the full Yetzer Hara to fight with. So there's no life, there's no free choice, there's no struggle.
Maybe it's...
I'm not going to mention names.
Okay, good. Never mentioned names.
All I can say is...
Only names are tzaddiki, Mitch.
All I can say is...
That's a good thing to say. It's called a krecht. In Yiddish. A sigh. Bibuli
bibachutz. Well, I'm going to say, you may have a good question. Doesn't it kind of also come to the ears? Israel? Hearing that you're the wrong... You
know,
bad music or bad language
or smell. Not the same. It can affect a person, but it's not the.
Not as strong?
A person doesn't see.
Somebody hears this animal beat music.
Yeah, it can affect the person.
And that affects them.
It can affect the person, yeah. It could affect the person. But the Ikar Yetzirah. But the Gemara says, "Ein yetzer asheret ela mashenamod." The yetzer doesn't have control. I guess that when a woman sees, then the Yetzer has control over him. He doesn't see, he can control it. He can control it. When he doesn't see...
If someone who's a total... still has a Mesa that can still have a massive Eser Hara, and it can get even worse.
Yeah, but I'm saying when a person... Gemara says that the Yetzer has control over a person through his eyes. Yeah? That's what Gemara says. Ein Yetzer Hara Shoret, Ela Vashel Avon. Only from what his eyes see. Right? Let's say he has control. Could be also other things could affect him. Right? It affect his midos, affect everything. But through the eyes, Zeachil. For example, if you, a person... Also through the ears you can have it. So of course, if you're a person, but it's not the same. When you see, the picture just stays in the person's brain. The picture is much stronger than the hearing, than anything else, than flavor, than stronger. It's much stronger.
This is from your spiritual eyes.
What?
Your spiritual eyes.
טוב, בלבולים מבחוץ, confusions from the outside. כל אחד הכניס היטב בליבו וילמד את ילדיו. Each one will enter his world, enter his heart, and teach his children. שללכת עם עיניים פתוחות ומשולטות. That to walk around with open eyes, they are roaming around. זה בעצם להיות שיכור ומבולבל. This basically means to be drunk, to be confused. He's not focused. שכל ראייה שרואים מתחילה שרשרת חדשה של מחשבות. Because every sight you see, it begins a new שרשרת, a new chain of new thoughts. והמוח מתמלא בבלבולים ותמונות של גשמיות. And the brain fills up with confusions and material sights, pictures. וישאל את עצמו, פשוט שאני אסף סלף, מה אתה מחפש? What are you searching? אם אתה מחפש את השם, אז תעצום את העיניים. If you're searching for Hashem, so shut your eyes. תתרכז במחשבה על Hashem, focus on thoughts of Hashem. תגיד מזמורי תהילים שאתה זוכר בעל פה, תתבודד, say, תתפיל את הילד, if you remember my heart. Say, what do, talk to Hashem on the way. או אולי אתה באמת מחפש את העולם הזה. Perhaps you're searching for this world. שלכן אתה פותח את העיניים, that's the reason you're opening your eyes. ורוצה להתחבר עם כל מה שמתרחש סביבך, and you want to connect with anything, everything that's happening around you. עם כל מי שעובר, with anyone who passes by, עם כל מה שאתה רואה, everything you see. כל הנשים מבקשות לזכות להיות כמו אמרת הנשות. All the women, they want to be like שרה, רבקה, רחל, לאה, all the holy old, מאשר those daughters, like Rabbeinu and wife, everyone wants to be holy, right? All the women. They have to go to be always דבקות בהשם, כמו עודל, ביתו של בעל שם טוב, עודל, דודו בעל שם טוב, שמכל תמידיו, היה בוחר בא לקחת אותו למסעיו. And from all the students, he used to take her דווקא many times on his journeys. כששאלו אותו פעם, מדוע בוחר בו מכל תמידיו, so when they asked him, why דווקא he takes him more than his other students, הוא אמר שזה מפני שיש לה רוח הקודש, היא סבבה של מסעד, כי היא אז רוח הקודש. שאלו את רבינו איך זכתה סבתו לרוח הקודש? So when רבינו was asked, how come his grandmother merited to have רוח הקודש? He told them שזה בגלל שתמיד הייתה בוערת לעשות רוח, נחת רוח להשם. She was always in flame, in fire, to do נחת הקודש ברוך הוא. וכל הזמן מחשבה אחת הייתה בליבה. She always had only one thought in her mind. מה עוד היא יכולה לעשות שיהיה נחת רוח לבורא? What else could she do that the creator will have נחת from her? Okay? And that's what each one has to ask himself all the time. What else could I do now? What else could I do now for Hashem? What else could I do? Yeah. Always to have the thought of Hashem. When a person walks in the street, it looks all over the place, it looks at everything. And not even in the street, even in this measure, she's looking all over the place. Instead of looking at this book, looking at this chavruta, right? When anyone walks by, we pick up our head. Okay? So then, a person's not thinking, what else could I do for Hashem? He's just connecting with this world. It's work, it's concentration, it's hard. Because you have to work on it, you have to die. But not to connect with everything you see. Not to look. Just to connect with what they're busy with now. Besides the fact that someone told me I was going to be on the phone, then 5 minutes on the phone, and then half an hour until you get back into the thing or something. You said that, Yaakov?
I don't know.
They said in America they made a survey or something. They checked out that the people are on the phone for 5 minutes and they'll work.
People's attention spans.
And then for half an hour it takes them to go back into what they were dealing with before. So also us, we talk on the phone, we do this. Chaval, we want to always, I want always to connect to the Shabbat. Always to believe, always to have just him in mind, not to think about anything else. Even when I'm busy with something else, there's a song from Aaron Razin, the singer, Aaron Razin. Yes, he has a song. It's a letter, I forgot who wrote it, but it's one of his daughters, sorry, that he had to leave the business and go work. And people are wondering, what? This became a businessman, he's a merchant, he's sitting in the store, he's going to buy merchandise and bring it back. He's a good Aladdin, what is this? He's a big Talmud Chacham. So he wrote a whole letter, and I know people are talking about me, but you should know I never left the Torah. I'm thinking about it all the time, even when I'm sitting in the store, even when I'm on the way, even in the wagon, always thinking of the Torah. And that's how it has to be. Regardless if he's busy, I'm a shaleh. Always have his mind, and the only way to do that is not to look. Not to look, because when you look, you cause yourself to connect to everything, everything you see. Yeah? Unless it's like something that connects with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you see the Kotel, see the wall, right? You see someone who can help, you connect to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you see the forest, it opens up your heart. That's stop, you're driving in the car and someone else is driving. Your head should be either, your eyes should be closed or in the book. It's in the, if it's in the city, at least if it's outside, you're like, it's a bad thing. So,
let me ask you a question. In the Meir Sha'arim world,
yeah.
If I saw a rabbi walking with his wife, let's say, or his grown up daughter, would I approach my mom? Would I go out and say hello to him because if his wife or daughter is with him?
I would not go.
You wouldn't go. So maybe that's why he did that with his daughter, so that he wouldn't be bothered.
But the Hashem Tov said because she had Ruach HaKodesh.
What?
The Hashem Tov said because he had Ruach HaKodesh, she had Ruach HaKodesh.
Maybe she did, yeah, but why? I'm sure he had students too who were pretty good.
Can't
I should hope.
Could be also.